This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild wrapped up their seven-game road trip with a 3-2 overtime win in Seattle last night. Matt Zuccarello scored the game winner on a feed from Kirill Kaprizov. Zuccarello now is ready to come home.
When you have kids, you really it's different, you know, but I think we're all, it's a part of your job. I mean, you got to just make the best out of it. And I mean, this day and age, you got FaceTime and everything like that, so you get to see them at least. So, but I think a lot of the guys are excited to get home for sure.
Ryan Hartman and Brock Faber scored the regulation goals. The Wolves had a big third quarter. They beat the Cavaliers last night in Minneapolis 131-122. They got 28 points from Julius Randle. Anthony Edwards added 25. He surpassed 10,000 in his career. Head coach Chris Finch says it was a good game.
Just making the right play, you know, keeping it simple. You know, Ant with 9 assists, Julius with 8. That's always going to be a recipe for success for us. Thought they did a really good job of kind of drawing a crowd and getting off of it. And guys stepped up and made shots.
College hoops, the Gopher women beat Northwestern at Williams Arena last night 79-47. Tori McKinney scored 20 points and says she's feeling good.
I just think it's getting my consistency back. And again, that's just putting effort into the gym, but also it's just when it feels right, honestly. Like, don't need to rush anything or don't need to force anything up. It's just when I'm open, my teammates will give it to me, and they give me the confidence to make it.
The St. Thomas women beat Denver in overtime in St. Paul last night, 74-65. The Gopher men have a rare Friday night home game tonight, hosting USC. Minnesota forward Bobby Durkin says the Gophers are only playing 7 players in the rotation, but they're feeling good.
We have a lot of people that make it easy for us to recover. I mean, athletic trainers. We're doing everything that we need to do to make sure that we're ready to go by game day.
And the Minnesota United will need a new coach. Their head coach Eric Ramsey leaving to take a coaching job in England. This is MNN Sports.